Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Electioneering is now in full swing. The position of district attorney is open to new blood, with the incumbent choosing not to run this time. Two of our county supervisor positions are being vied for, with both incumbents running for re-election. I think that the incumbents, Virginia Bass, District 4, and Ryan Sundberg, District 5, have shown Humboldt County voters their ability to do the job to which they were elected. I live in the 4th District and have paid particular attention to the work of Virginia Bass over the years. That includes the time that she spent as a member of the Eureka City Council, her term as mayor of the City of Eureka, and her present term of county supervisor. I have been impressed with Virginia's ability to communicate with people in general. She listens and is able to give straightforward answers, not the answers that some elected officials are prone to give, such as telling a constituent what they want to hear, or giving an answer to get someone off their back. If Virginia does not know the answer, she makes it a priority to follow up and find out. She does not take on an aura of the all-knowing, all-seeing politician. She is able to recognize a problem, identify it as such, and admit that it is a problem. All common sense steps needed before looking for a solution. Bringing people from all walks of life together to work toward common goals is not an easy thing to do, especially in a county such as Humboldt that contains so much diversity. Virginia has been able to do this. Just look at her past record as an elected official and take the time to look over her present supporters for her re-election. The list of supporters is long and varied and is nonpartisan, as it should be. Accusations of Virginia being a candidate for the rich could not be any farther from the truth. I have not followed Ryan Sundberg's political endeavors to any extent, so I will keep my comments limited. From my perspective, Ryan has represented his fellow Native Americans well, without diminishing the rest of his constituents. He stated from the beginning that he wanted to give back to his county, and I think that is exactly what he is doing as county supervisor. He appears to be a good listener, and I think that his decisions are sound. I know that each supervisor represents the population and not the land mass of his or her district, but have you ever looked on a map to see just how much territory is included in Ryan Sundberg's district? It is large, to say the least. I think that it is most necessary to retain a person of Ryan's caliber in the position of 5th District Supervisor. I support Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.